Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, go by.
Jesus in our mouth, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone.
Set this one up for Karen. Y'all ready? Put your hands together. Come on. Ah. Speak about your words. Power of life and death is in your words. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all. Tell the story.
here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Grover Pope in the house, Mr. Derek Tucker, Mr. D, we call him what we're calling. What you doing, D-Bo?
What's going on, y'all? It's a beautiful day. I feel like the Wiz, ding dong, the wicked witch is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Dr. Philip Duke in the house. What's up, dong?
He's gone. Oh, I won't miss him. He's gone.
Oh, here we go. Sister Vanya Peppercorn, how you doing, darling?
I'm all right. How y'all doing a beautiful day? Y'all know it's a good day because y'all know who gone. I'm with the boys today. I'm with them. That's right. And you know.
All right. Look at that, G. She finally
everybody
lined
was
up on outside.
Look, everybody lined up in harmony and say, you about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
You well, look here. It'll be something that we can't handle. We lose our jobs every day, off and on. But we know how to bounce back because, why? We got Jesus on our side. That's all I got to say about the thing.
Amen.
That's all I got to say. But let me tell y'all something. I've been arguing with different people all day long about this election. All day long. But I'm gonna let y'all come in, but we're gonna pray before we get crunk, because I tell you right now, we might need some prayer for this broadcast today. So what I'm gonna do a little prayer and we're gonna jump right on into it. Sister Peppercorn, you wanna pray today? Oh my goodness. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. No. We're not doing that. We just want a regular prayer.
Hey, I was getting ready to go on with her. Let me rock your Shaka Khan.
Anyway, Heavenly Father, thank you so much, God, for being on this broadcast with all of us from Glorious Gospel Vibes. I thank God for all the hosts and everything, and I thank God. I thank God. Yes, I do. I thank Him for bringing us on through to another week. Hey, I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hey, that's how I felt that.
Some people give them a job. You ask them to do a simple thing, simple prayer.
Now, I'm just saying, she tarried on a little further. We'd have messed around and had a situation going on. Yeah, I felt that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm
glad
that was my time because I didn't want to have to come nobody out of nowhere. But see, I'm on my way to Evangelist's house and she on the Rolo.
No, I'm just saying, I just want a regular prayer, you know. Thank the Lord for the host. Thank the Lord for all of our listeners, which you forgot. And, you know, regular prayer.
Well, you shouldn't ask nobody like me, baby, because I'm gonna take it to the house.
You did all right, baby. I thought you was finna do use it, but I thank you this morning wasn't my cooling bowl. And last night,
I was finna break it off.
You know what, though, y'all?
I'm doing prayer. I told y'all I could sing. I done told y'all because I could tell something. I could sing up something, baby.
Very rarely do I defend Peppercorn, but I would dare say these little pity pat usual everyday prayers ain't working no more. We need to press on.
You got to put all that in there. See,
that's right.
He's gonna hear you.
Yeah, you're gonna hear more than you want to hear. Okay. Anyway, so you know we got a thing going today: prophecy pimping and pimping prophecy.
Well,
Somebody been pimping prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Deuce got that. He got that thing. Put that on Dr. Deuce. Dr. Deuce, you pimping prophecy.
I'm unpimping prophecy.
Oh, we got a lot of praying to do today. Before we get crook, we're going to play a song and we're going to get we got a little news article from our very own, the newscaster. Mr. D, news bringer. I don't know what that is. It's gonna be like no gospel. I'm trying to figure that out. So you're supposed to be on this side. So we're gonna play a little thing called Our Future by Ray Knowledge right here. Independent gospel artist right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes.
Every day I look up in the sky.
I'm on Beatmaker, the hitmaker.
The future looks so bright. Knowledge. Let's get them, homie. Hey. Everybody look to the sky. Wonder what that future brings. Don't nobody wanna feel his passion. Don't nobody wanna feel his pain. Don't nobody wanna feel his hurt. Don't nobody wanna feel his shame. But I really wanna feel his passion. And I really wanna feel his pain. Everybody look to the sky. Wonder what that future brings. Don't nobody wanna feel his passion. Don't nobody wanna feel his pain. Don't nobody wanna feel his hurt. Don't nobody wanna feel his shame. But I really wanna feel his passion. And I really wanna feel his pain. I'm looking up in the street. Street deep people looking so lost. I'm riding round in that coupe de ville and I'm about to get lost. They look at me like I'm fake, but they don't know that I pray. I believe in him, I've been born again, and I know I got to have faith. They look the part, but I shine. They patty cake and I grind. We on the clock and it's fourth down, but I'm still moving on time. He hearing us and I know. He loving us and it shows. He shed his blood, he been raised up and he living us. Yeah, I know. We hit the block with that truth. These people know it's so real. They the only man that got murdered, dog, and that never made a big deal. Cause the spirit dwelleth in him. His Satan future so grim. And he the only one I wanna live for, so I give my life unto him. Everybody look to the sky. Wonder what that future brings. Don't nobody wanna feel his passion. Don't nobody wanna feel his pain. Don't nobody wanna feel his hurt. Don't nobody wanna feel his shame. But I really wanna feel his passion. And I really wanna feel his pain. Everybody look to the sky. Wonder what that future brings. Don't nobody wanna feel his passion. Don't nobody wanna feel his pain. Don't nobody wanna feel his hurt. Don't nobody wanna feel his shame. But I really wanna feel his passion. And I really wanna feel his pain. The picture pain is so vivid. He took the hurt, he took pain. Like a TV screen, it gon' fade to black, so we got to call on his name. He the only one that gon' save me from the deadly wages of sin. We on the block, you wanna Photoshop, man, we out to getting it within. In the trenches where they be trapping, in the birds and where they do taxes. Man, we all gon' need to see Jesus. When we all gon' stop all the madness, we got to stop the high capping. Put the faith in the action. Glorifying what I live in. Raise the bar and stop sinning, man. You know the future's so bright. Once in darkness, now we got light. Got his spirit dwelling in me. Once was blind, but now y'all see. Never gon' stop, you know we've been through. Been straight hell, but what we gon' do? Send up praises all in his name. Never gon' stop, you know we gon' burn. Here we go. Everybody look to the sky. Wonder what that future brings. Don't nobody wanna feel his passion. Don't nobody wanna feel his pain. Don't nobody wanna feel his hurt. Don't nobody wanna feel his shame. But I really wanna feel his passion. And I really wanna feel his pain. Everybody look to the sky. Wonder what that future brings. Don't nobody wanna feel his passion. Don't nobody wanna feel his pain. Don't nobody wanna feel his hurt. Don't nobody wanna feel his shame. But I really wanna feel his passion. And I really wanna feel his pain.
First off, praise to the Most High. My life changed when I met God. No lie, he the truth in the way. Real talk, I'm so unashamed. He the king, I'm a soldier. Got a call to do it, but I ain't playing no game. I run in my mouth cause I'm ready to do this. The word is my ammo and I am the shooter. Got power, no flowers, just open my tulips. There once was a time I was living so foolish. Ain't do it before, I just wanted to do it. Losing my days as I check my to-do list. Don't drink no more, smoking loud. Got a sober mind, I'm focused now. My future bright. Can't dim the light with a first child. Can't walk my shoes, I don't think they ready. They persecute me cause I'm going to heaven. In Jesus' name,
in Jesus' name.
Had you heard the news? He was resurrected.
Everybody look to the sky. Wonder what that future brings. Don't nobody wanna feel his passion. Don't nobody wanna feel his pain. Don't nobody wanna feel his hurt. Don't nobody wanna feel his shame. But I really wanna feel his passion. And I really wanna feel his pain. Everybody look to the sky. Wonder what that future brings. Don't nobody wanna feel his passion. Don't nobody wanna feel his pain. Don't nobody wanna feel his hurt. Don't nobody wanna feel his shame. But I really wanna feel his passion. And I really wanna feel his pain.
I like that. I like that.
Wait. What is all that noise?
That ain't me today. That ain't me. Hello?
I hear you. Okay.
That ain't me today.
Hello?
Okay.
That was Dr. Deuce there. Dr. Deuce.
Yeah.
Honey, you running water. You doing something, sweetie. We can't handle it.
No, I
can't
had you
it.
On Bluetooth. I had to take you off.
That is so wonderful.
Wonderful. And do you know, I hear my brother, Miss D, real clear today. Do you know this, Dad?
Yeah, you know, I have to deal with the discomfort of speaking with the phone to my ear.
Well, this probably, what was the problem? Because if I probably the whole phone probably fell down in that hole in your head.
That was not nice. That was not something. You just got through praying, and he told you he felt the presence of God. And then what did you do?
I was praying a little, that little prayer.
You start acting like your grandmama deal. Now you know that ain't right.
Hey, Bishop, I'm just gonna consider that as shots fired.
Well, I hope it hit you deep.
All I'm saying, I got my ammo,
you know,
it's loaded.
You know this little game they play on Facebook called Thug Life. I can't stand that game, and I don't know why people keep trying to put me in these games on this Facebook page. I don't want to.
There's too much free time on people's hands. That's what it is.
And if you're in Thug Life, why are you not a thug?
Yeah, and why you want
to
play that dumb game?
Most of the people that's doing this Thug Life ain't even a thug.
No, they don't know.
I was
going to
say most of the people that think they thug, they really ain't as hard as they think they are. But that's a whole
nother
subject for another day.
And when they get locked up and hear that big clink clink when you go in that cell, they go break down crying like Girl Scouts. That big lock.
And you'll know what the guard's going to say. I thought you was a thug.
Uh-huh. I want a new trial.
Can I call my mama?
Anyway, Mr. Dingo got a little news, a broadcaster that he would like to bring to the forefront. So I got to bring you in, bro. You know, I just got to bring you in, make people think, you know, you got it going on with this little thing you call yourself.
Of course.
Bring me on in.
Well, y'all, what's the old singer Sam Cooke said it? Been a long time, but a change has finally come. I don't know, you know, if everybody knows yet now, but we now have a new president elect. I almost want to say he ran the table, you know, in the different states, to where this arrogant guy that we call Trump is like the sore loser. You know, since I didn't win, that means it's rigged. Since I didn't win, so that means something definitely wrong. But I would if I was to say anything to President-elect Biden, I would say this, that you, sir, have an awesome charge on your hand right now, because you now are responsible for healing. You now are responsible for helping to heal and mend a broken country. Now, it's not your fault, but you now inherited the task of healing a broken country. I watched this politician on the news yesterday weep as he tried to make his statement. I mean, he almost had the ugly cry, where he says, it's a black guy, Van, I can't remember his name, but
yeah.
he says today is a day that he can go to his sons and say that by being a good person, you can prevail. He says, because a lot of people that have come to this country looking for a better life, and people that have lived here, came here looking for a better life, have felt like they didn't belong here. He said, if you're a Muslim, you can actually feel like you can you belong here, because before this, people that weren't from here felt like they didn't belong here. So he's getting ready to inherit a problem that has nothing to do with him, but he's going to be solely responsible for. But on the other side of that, I say congratulations, because now you, sir, have a chance to make history.
You're going to make history, all right. Okay, well, go ahead on anything you got to say, Dr. Dukes.
Well, I think it's a good thing, like Dee said, you know, we have a different climate, but we also have to play our part.
Yeah.
We can't just look for him. He's going to, there's certain things he can do because he's sitting in the chair. But there are certain things that we have to do. So let me speak to you. Well, I'll tell you what it is. We have to start to love that brother movement, because this thing is serious. Yeah. Because this thing is serious. Because let me tell you something.
It's
these white supremacists, they are geared up. Donald Trump has stirred them up. He has been the activating agent. Donald Trump has been like baked to them. He is like baking powder and Southern buttermilk biscuits, and they have risen.
Yes, sir. Yeah, there you go.
But
that's good.
This is what disturbs me about Trump. This is what disturbs me about Trump. First of all, they said he was on the golf course when he found out he lost.
I heard that.
So,
but see, he had to get it off. He had to get it off his mind right then, because I think he was finna fall out, pass out.
Glover, I really believe that's not the case. I believe that speaks to his level of always felt like the world beats to the dance of his drum, to where he's been able to.
I don't think that.
And
this is one time I don't think that.
He has so much money to where everything revolves, is still going to revolve around him. Hey,
no,
I'm gonna play golf because I'm gonna stop this. I'm gonna shut down this whole process. So yeah, I'm gonna go out here on the golf course and let them do whatever they're gonna do.
He's a true narcissistic sociopath. Donald Trump is all you got to do is listen to him when he started talking. Look at what he did. Everybody that disagrees with him, he got rid of them. If you speak something against him, he can't have a dialogue with him about when you disagree with him. He must automatically cut you out, and he has done that to everyone in his administration.
I mean, it's a difference between being arrogant and confident. His level of arrogance is just downright disgusting, to the point to where I want to just take him down the roughest street in Atlanta and just drop him off and leave him there and see what happens to him. See if he make it out.
I've done more for you people than Abraham Lincoln. I love you people. Listen, I love you people. Don't get it wrong. I'll have some biscuits and gravy with you. Okay. You got greens? Can greens? How was your watermelon? Where's your watermelon?
Them dudes be like, "Hey man, ain't that Trump?"
Can I say something? Can I get a word in edgewise, please?
Go here.
Okay, this is the deal. This is what I believe. Okay, I know he was arrogant and, you know, all that kind of stuff. He got on everybody's nerves. He seemed to be always spoiled when he didn't get his way. You know, all that is all true. I have no bickering grief with it. But I had to put my butt in there.
Big as it is. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm telling y'all, it's finna go digital. Because now, to me, I've seen a lot of things, good things that Donald Trump did. A lot of people don't even hardly see it. But I did. And also, his actions, his mouth was covered up a lot of his actions. So, but now that he's not president anymore, it's finna go digital. And he's finna tell everything now. He's gonna be like the biggest whistleblower y'all ever seen. Y'all ain't seen a whistleblower like this one here.
I agree with Glover 100%.
I agree with that. He's a true traitor.
Like this
That's
he
right.
gonna tell it all and some. He gonna wait
y'all
about 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of those that's been hiding behind curtains and drawers and desks, they finna have to come out, and they gonna be it's gonna blow up, and everything is gonna go haywire. Now, I don't want to be the one to bear bad news, but all of you all, including myself, that didn't prepare themselves for this at this time right here, you better get on in double time. Because now it's time to everything that you've read about in the Word of God for the end days is in place.
It's coming. That's right, it's coming.
We got to actually stop talking. We don't want to hear no more talk. We need to do some action. Stop procrastinating about stocking up, doing what you need to do, and don't go get no vaccines. I'm putting it out there. Yeah, I said it. Don't do it.
You can't fight this war like that.
No.
But you know what? I'm getting something to think about now. And these last few days, I was listening to a talk show, and he brought this up. He said, watch what he does these last few days, all the people he pardons, and watch him try and pardon himself.
Of course.
All the damage he can do in these last few days, all the different things that he can do, because he's a childish baby hand man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when they try to come at him with these charges,
he's gonna be parting some skulls too. He's gonna be parting some hair follicles on some other people's head. He's gonna be parting himself, and he's gonna really part some heads. Watch. Just keep an eye on the prize. Watch.
Mm-hmm. All those people in his administration. Look at it, all the people that indict and people talking about. He used to say, "Well, people are picking on me," but he had crooks. If you go back and you Google Southern Strategy, y'all who listening, you'll see all these crooks back then, because it's a money game. They're money pigs, and they're crooked people, and they've been crooked a long time. And they're all good friends with Donald Trump. And he's going to be pardoning all these folks. He's going to make sure certain cases can't come up, and they're going to catch natural double E hockey sticks trying to undo it.
Well,
he gonna do a
I give him kudos for what he did do, and he took up a slack of our former president that failed us. I'm sorry to say, I'm not bigging him up because see everybody building. Well, we need Obama back. Well, y'all go get him.
No, we don't need Obama back. No, we don't need Obama back.
Because
what
happened?
What good
because
thing
I don't see a whole lot.
Give me three of them. I want to hear three of them.
And what he did
do,
you're talking to me. Don't let me come off this air.
I'm not trying to hijack. I just want to hear the three things that you said Trump did that was good. That's all.
The man is just talking. And you need to run it down. Rush it. Run it.
Okay.
Like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. You almost made me forget what I was saying. Anyway.
He was talking about parallel.
What?
The parallel between what Obama and some things Trump did. That's what you're talking about.
Okay, he didn't do, I didn't see a whole lot that he had done for us. And he started a lot of stuff that Trump had to finish. Or got
well,
mixed up
a
kind
lot,
of into.
A lot
y'all
of that
need to do
had
y'all
a lot to
do with research.
A lot of that had to do with the resistance he got from the Senate. Because
you're
when you think about
right
it,
now, right?
Yeah, Obama.
About
Obama. Yeah,
Obama. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He got so much because it got to the point to where everything he tried to do, the Senate just rejected it just because Obama did it. Okay,
McConnell,
no.
McConnell
so
said
now,
he was going to do it.
Yeah. So now Trump comes in office. Okay. All right. Donald's in now. Donald, what you need us to do? Okay. All right. It's done.
Give them rough toilet paper, Donald. They don't need that soft stuff to wipe with.
But now, I will say this. I'm going to go as far as saying that Donald Trump going to pull a Nino Brown on y'all from New Jack City. You going to put him on the stand, and he's going to be like, you know what? I didn't run the country. I don't run the country. Jim Comey ran the country. Pence ran the country. That's who you really need to go after. This whole this whole thing is bigger than Donald Trump. All y'all guilty. I ain't had nothing to do with this. I was just a part of the system, just like y'all is. Y'all created me.
I hope we don't have the listeners on getting ready to turn the dial off of that one. Oh Lord.
Inch away.
Yeah, see, this is what they teach them in seminary school. Y'all gonna learn.
Anyway, we're getting ready to run Pimping Prophecy and Prophecy Pimping right after this important message. Glory Pope in the house. He knows about me. Somebody need to know about something, because we know what.
Look, told you we ain't got no sin.
The good that the Holy Spirit has placed inside of us, show on the outside.
baby. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all know. You know we don't say stuff like that on this Christian station. Baby. Oh, Lord, what's going on? Anyway, oh, we got a listener in the house. We got J.D. of the J.D. and Reggie Show from up northern. We say up northern, but they're from all over. They had a very dynamic television show that has been airing in the past. And we just like to say hello to J.D. and Reggie of the J.D. and Reggie Show. How are you doing today, darling?
Great.
Oh, she says great. She didn't think I was going to put her on the air, but she is on the air. And we just want to say hello to you. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful,
you are quite
beautiful
welcome,
broadcast.
Hello, because you are precious.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so Chai. Much.
Amen.
Chai.
I'm about to throw up.
What you mean, Chai?
Yeah. Right.
Mm. Don't be jealous, Sister Capricorn. Stop being jealous.
Anyway,
I love you guys. So I was listening. Yeah, I finally got a chance to taking a break from editing. I like your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Y'all see, you hear that? See. I wish you could see my tongue hanging out my mouth.
Stop the precious. She likes the show. She likes the glorious Gaspar Vibe radio show. She likes the show.
Yes, I do like the show.
She likes the show.
Don't worry about it, baby. They just ain't been to seminary school. They haven't learned all they need to learn. They kind of know. And all our listeners know how they do. So that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Thank you so much.
That goes a long way, actually. That.
We getting ready to talk about prophecy pimping. Pimping prophecy.
Okay.
And prophecy pimping. That's what we getting ready to talk about. Dr. Philip Deuce is in the house.
Philip Deuce is in,
and he going to bring us just what the deal. I don't know why I'm here, but I'm going to hurt nobody.
Uh-oh. That's my groove, y'all.
I like that.
Yeah, we talk about pimping prophecy. Well, you know, people use this thing about prophesying and going seeing prophets, and you know, the prophet is in town. And a lot of that is a lot of garbage, junk, and mess. And prophecy is real. Don't misunderstand me, because it's one of it's something that's in the body of Christ. And the Bible said, I would that you would all prophesy. Prophecy is only this, y'all, saying what God has said or saying what God has told you, saying what God has said from his word, rightly dividing it. And when God gives you a word in a situation that you speak it, like I'm going to prophesy to you in the next 4 minutes, all right? And the Bible says that, that you all prophesy, and the word prophesy also is prophetao, and it means to speak or to preach. But this pimping prophecy, that's what we want to talk about. And I'm going to talk about this thing with this election. All right, now I want y'all to chime in with me on this, y'all. Right? Now, this election, all these folk prophesying. Let me shape it up for you. About 97% of all black people in America voted against Donald Trump. About 97%, I give them three. And about 98.5% of all your Christian, Eurocentric, conservative church voted for him. All right? So there was a great divide. And there were prophecies given about, and if you go on Sid Roth and all these different shows, and you'll see them prophesying what God is saying about Donald Trump, Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that, and he's the savior, he's blah, 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 and he's going to win because he's going to put America on track. And what they were doing was this, y'all. They were saying that, a lot of black people were saying that, so they could line up with conservatism and be on their shows and be in their midst. I was telling folks, God ain't said that. God would not send a man like Donald Trump to persecute me. God would not send a man like Donald Trump to put black people, set them back as far as he can in poverty. And I know a lot of y'all think, well, you know, the Lord say, God say what's for me is for me, and when I'll get what I'm supposed to get. No, it don't work like that all the time. Because God says when the righteous rule, the people rejoice, and when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And all these prophecies about Donald Trump, now some of them trying to take him down and trying to backtrack. But prophecy is one of the most misused things in the body of Christ. And with this Donald Trump thing, y'all, now Donald Trump has lost. There's nothing he's going to do. There's no court cases. There's none of that stuff is going to work. Because the people voted. The people voted Donald Trump in. Donald Trump was not God's man of the hour. No. And neither is Joe Biden. But the people moved and put these people in office, and these people start these prophesying because sometimes they're trying to read the wave and what's going on, so they'll start speaking to it. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. If you let's say Advantage is going to be goes somewhere and start speaking, and nobody knows that she sings. All of a sudden they're just talking about, oh, well, how good she spoke. And nobody says nothing about her singing until she sings. Then all of a sudden, everybody wants to prophesy. Then they want to prophesy about how she going to get a gold record and all that. But you didn't say none of that before she sung. See, that's how that thing works. And people pimp prophecies. They use it. And a lot of these folks got familiar spirits telling you what you want to hear. I had a guy one time told me that me and my wife, we're going to be going around the world. We're going to be going on cruises. Oh, he was trying to draw me in because he did that based on how I dress. That's why he did that, because he read me wrong. Now, some of y'all know I got a serious dress code.
Oh, you're talking about them gator shoes and stuff.
I got a serious
dress code.
That's my thing.
That's what it is.
That's right. I got a pair of gator with eyes on them, but I don't dress. Do have, but let's get to the point. Let me show you something. This man prophesied that me and my wife going to be doing all this and doing all that, and then he looking at me like I was going to throw up my hand and say, receive it, receive it, because if he would have known anything about me, that's the furthest thing from my mind. Yes, I want to take my wife out to nice things, but my heart and soul is in my community. Now, people say, I prophesy you seeing in the streets and the dope boys trying to kill you because you're taking their territory. You're praying for them. You're trying to get them to go straight, but you want the dominant influence in Jesus' name. Now, I would have got excited. My big toe and that gator shoe would have popped up, you see. But people will size you up and use that, and it's carnal. The people pimp prophecy, tell you what you want to hear. Who in the world don't want to be rich? Everybody want to be rich. If you don't want to be rich, there's something wrong with you. And they use these prophecies. They'll tell you stuff. Oh, you're going to get this house. Everybody want a house. All you got to do is get your credit straightened out, get your money together, and pray to the Lord, and he'll open a door for you just to show us I'm black, and I'm black. I'm about a shade
charcoal.
Almost right behind Wesley Snipes. That's right. Charcoal black. I'm trying to get two shades off.
You know what?
Y'all, and sometimes we don't want to hold these people accountable for saying this stuff. And I want to call some names, but I won't call their names. Like these folks giving out these prophecies, and these prophecies, and I'm in particular this day, I want to talk about Donald Trump. Some of these females who got last name White giving out these prophecies about Donald Trump, this, that, and other. Donald Trump's whole agenda was to disenfranchise black people. So his whole agenda, when you look at his policies, was to disenfranchise black people. Throw you a few bones, but you're going to get disenfranchised because you ain't supposed to have nothing. And you see that in his advisors, his Steve Bannon, Stephen Miller, all these white supremacists that he had as advisors, and then folk want that given prophecy is going to happen. Now, let me go down this little rabbit hole a little bit further. See, they gave these prophecies for Donald Trump because white conservative America does not respect or do they give any credence to the black experience in America. If I talk about the Holocaust, oh, yes, that was so sinful and so wrong. And let me tell you something, it did happen to our Eurocentric Jewish brothers and sisters. It did happen. But we've been in a Holocaust in America since 1611. I know y'all, if you get to the 1619 project, but I go back to 1611. Murder, death, all kind of wickedness done to black people. But, oh, none of that really matters.
You still be on the Holocaust right now.
Yes. When you look at it, the Holocaust went from in Europe went from about 1941 to 1945. But the problem here with this pimping prophecy thing is that we black folks go along with it, and we do not like to hold folk accountable for what they saying out of their mouth, especially when it comes down to these particular issues. We'll get that crazy foolishness in our mind talking about, well, you don't want to speak against the man of God. Ain't nobody more man of God than you, and ain't no woman more man of God, the woman of God, than Sister Peppercorn. That person does not exist.
All right,
they may be gifted, and these folks using these familiar spirits, but they will pimp
me
for prophecy. I done had folks try to pimp me so hard because when I walk in, the way I just look. You know, and I have to straighten them out. And then some of them, I can walk in. I'm just talking about for me. They don't call me up, but I know it's the folk they'll call up. You know, Sister, I see blah, 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 blah. And they go to putting their hands on, they fall on the floor. And I tell them, get up off that floor. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You just heard something you wanted to hear. Now you want to act like you're receiving something.
You
I do Yeah. I believe in the power and the presence of God. Listen, I believe in the power and the presence of God. So let me testify so some of you listeners to make sure that you get this straight. They don't think that I'm all that. I was the prince of crackheads. You know what I tell you? Yeah, I got a master's degree of Christian education. I got a PhD in theology. I graduated from Evangelical Bible Seminary. But I was the prince of crackheads.
You ain't learned that.
And he delivered me. So when I'm talking, I'm not talking in no vacuum. I've been a drug dealer. I ain't talking in no vacuum. Street drug dealer, that's all I was. You know, thought I was something. But when we talk about these prophecies, these folk will start using this prophecy thing because I understand game. Game recognize what y'all said?
Game.
Yeah.
He recognized game.
And we got so much game in the pulpit from these pimping prophecies, but this is why we don't have anything going on. But back to Donald Trump. Now, let me get back to Donald Trump. Now, y'all go online and Google, go on YouTube, prophecies about Donald Trump and hold them folk accountable for what they said, because what is happening now is that we are seeing these people backtracking because God never spoke to him. The Bible says it's in 1 Corinthians, he says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. In other words, he says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. He's not talking about the spirit of God being the spirit of God, not subject to a man. He's talking about the attitude of the person is subject to them. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Your attitude and your ways are subject to you. So in other words, you can say stuff out of your own mouth, just like in Jeremiah. He's God, so I ain't told them folk nothing. They speak it out of their own mouth. And that's what they'll do because they won't position. How in the world you as a black person, as a black pastor, this is what I don't, y'all help me with this. I got some problems, so I might as well pour it on out to y'all. How in the world you as a black pastor? And I ain't going to call no names. I want to, but I'm
please
not.
Please don't do that.
Going to sit up here and tell black folk to vote for Donald Trump because of abortion and homosexuality in Israel, when he's castigating you in America, and you don't want to speak out against that, but run around here telling folk and in the church talking about what God got for you is for you, and don't want to hold nobody accountable for what the wickedness in America, but you telling me to go vote for Donald Trump, and also you conservatives, I love my conservative brothers and sisters, you don't want to stand up for me, but you want to be, so you've given all these prophecies as if though you are superior to me, And when I say something, you discount it. When I bring up stuff, you discount it. But as long as I go along with you in your Eurocentric colonial theology, I'm all right. What is Eurocentric colonial theology? I want you to take a listen to Mr. John MacArthur. What is that? Go Google John MacArthur and Google social justice, and you'll see it for yourself. I ain't going to comment on it. I'm just going to tell you you'll see it for yourself. And you, when your jaw drop down and somebody tells you that you're supposed to keep your head down and you're not supposed to be out protesting against injustice, that's white colonial theology. Because God has deemed the powers to be as such, and you need to go along with the government, because when you resist the power, you're resisting God. That's that slave theology mindset. He's talking about when you resist the power, when you're doing wickedness. They've got that thing all twisted up there. You just go Google it. You'll see it for yourself. That is John MacArthur, Social Injustice, and listen to it. Take your time and listen to it. And you'll understand your Eurocentric theology. Now, back to these pimping prophecies. We've got to break away from these prophecies that are pimping us.
2 minutes.
We got to break away from it. We got to break away from it. And we've got to become the catalyst of God in our streets and in this nation with the Love Thy Brother movement. That's where we are now, with good works. Stand in your neighborhood. Let's go out here and take gang territory and let them respond to the prison ministry. Where's the prophecy for that? The death and the murder in our neighborhoods. All right, I'm going, because I'm going to hijack these last minutes, y'all. Amen, Sister Popcorn?
Well, that is what we're talking about, pimping prophecy. And we're going to be still on prophecy next week because, and Minister D.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I need you to come up with, to help Dr. Deuce in with this prophecy message, because it's all about prophecy from this point on. We know
I got a prophecy message for you right now. I need everybody that can and will, that will stand with me right now, and I need 50 people that'll give me a seed of $150.
Oh, goodness.
That's right.
Look, so I can make this down payment on my home. I mean, so that you'll be blessed.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Evangelist, get him off, because he's begging. That's what you call begging.
Next week,
that's what you call begging. I don't know what they taught you in seminary, but that's what they call begging.
And we're going to talk about the good parts. And we're going to talk about the good parts of prophecy, okay? Two.
Yeah,
we're going to finish the negative aspect of it.
Yeah, I need to change the all too. I'm sorry. I need you all to be blessed.
When you come
abundantly.
Next week, figure it out. We need y'all to come together on a good message of prophecy for our listeners, not begging for to help you get a key to open the door of your new home. Okay, now that's the end of that. Now you told him right that time. You got it.
Hold on, Globus. I got this is how you seal it right here.
Go ahead, because I think you're drinking that George juice. He's drinking that George juice. Don't do that on the air. You don't do that. Okay, this is what I want to say. Look, for you all, Christians not supposed to act as crazy as we do, but we love it. We just like have fun. We just having a little fun. Don't get too deep on us now. Don't do that. So anyway. For those of you that would want to be a Christian and not be as crazy as us, but we want to be
No, you need to be as crazy as us. Look, Globy, I got to interrupt you right now. Please, let me interrupt you right there. You have to be as crazy as us, because this Christian life is rough. So you have to be a little bit over the edge.
You got to have some humor. You gotta have some humor.
Got to.
But all those that want to be saved, because it's time to be saved. And if you're not saved, the way this world is going, if you couldn't open your eyes and you see, and you're not saved, when you want to just be saved, just in case that we right. Just go ahead and be saved and receive Jesus and let Him show up for Himself and let Him show you just how good He is. So just repeat after me right here, right now. I realize and admit that I am a sinner.
Amen.
I repent of my sins. And I ask you, Jesus, to forgive me. You said in your word that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Shall.
Jesus, I'm calling on your name. Lord, you also say, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I believe with my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, so that I may live eternally. I confess him now as my Lord and my Savior.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you and I pray. Amen. Oh, okay.
Amen.
And you are now saved.
There you go. Don't let nobody fool you. Say hallelujah. I am saved.
Amen again.
So now I want you to hook up virtually, you know, because, you know, a lot of churches are not still not in. But you know, you've been listening to somebody. You've been listening to somebody that you really like. Just think about it. And if you don't know nobody, you ask God to lead you. And he'll lead you to the book that you need to be listening to so that you can be filled in the name of Jesus. So I just want to say thank you for receiving our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes. All I can hear is that hymn saying, life now is sweet and my joy is complete. For I am.
Oh, my goodness. And pray that you don't know nobody like Mrs. D. That's what you do. You just rude. I don't know what's wrong with you.
To know me is to love me.
Oh, Lord. Prophecy in the house. We'll see y'all back here next week. Same time, same place, where prophecy is going to take a pimping back seat. It's going to happen.
We out of here, y'all.
Hey, no more pimping prophecy. Let's get it together, okay?
All right, tell the truth. Tell us, and you know we're not wrong. We won't change our tone.